Hello.
Hey Kurt, it's Cheryl from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Good. Is this a good time to chat for you?
Yeah, I'm just driving to Denver.
Oh, okay. Do you have like another business over there or for a vacation?
No, we yeah. No vacations for me. No, we just buy a lot of motorcycles in Denver, so it's
Oh,
our way
I
to
see.
pick up stuff. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Are you going to be working
Yeah.
over the weekend?
Oh, always. I take Sundays off. That's it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just returning your call, and I know you had some questions on how I came up with the 4%, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me walk you through it. So according to your last year's tax return, you made about the gross sales is basically 8.1 million. And then, how's this year tracking for you so far?
It's pretty good. Right now, oh, and I got that information in my
No
daytimer. I
worries.
actually printed out something, but we're at about 250 net, I believe,
Okay.
currently. Yeah, it's
That's good.
actually I've been a little better here
Okay.
than last year,
Oh,
but
that's
I
good.
think we're at about about 7 million in sales so far, somewhere
Okay, and
around
you have a
there.
few more months to go too.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's just assume it's like the same as last year, 8.1. So if you divide that by, let's just say 12 months, your average per month sales is about 674,000. Okay.
Sure.
So, and then if I divide that by 21 business days, usually it's about 21, sometimes 22, but it comes out to be about 32,000 per day is your average sell. If every day was the same, obviously. So our loan is only going to be $1,075 a day. So that comes out to be about 22,000 per month.
Right. Yeah,
So,
and I think where the confusion was is that you thought Ford line was pulling 12% of our sales.
Yeah, they hold back
It
12%
they
of
were
your.
credit card sales. Yeah. So it's just credit card sales, not anything else.
Okay, what percent of your sales is credit card and how much is like cash or check?
That's a great question that I really don't have that stuff in front of me,
Okay, no
but
worries.
that's something I could work on, but that's what they do is they hold back 12% of our credit card sales,
Right.
and last year we paid it off early, and
Yeah.
I think they
I did see
charged
that.
I think we borrowed 100, and I think we paid back 116, maybe. I'm not real sure. Again, I looked at that this morning, but I don't recall. But
Okay.
I suppose if you are really good at math, you could probably figure out what that came to. But that would. If they're holding back 16%, they paid it off in 10 months. But this year they're doing 12%. So, in any case, it does leave us quite a bit more access to use more of the money. Because in 3 months' time, you'd have $70,000 paid back roughly.
Yeah, I'm looking
So
at the report that you sent over to us. So it looks like some days it'll be around the like 1500 mark. Obviously it fluctuates all the time, but then some of them are about 3000 a day, and then some up are a little bit lower than 1000. But they're holding back the what is this 12% when after you renewed it. But keep in mind, the $1,075 per day is paying. It's paying not only the $100K extra that you're getting from us, but also the $100K that you owe them. So combined, you're paying, you know, both of them at the same time for only $1,075.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm just looking at the total payback amount, though. It's just that's just too much. Because well, if we just keep with them, we're only going to pay them $15,000 this year. That's what it costs to get 100. So, you know, I know your rates are higher, and I'm willing to consider that, but I'm not willing to pay that much.
Yeah, obviously I'm going to make this worthwhile for you. You know, it doesn't, if I was in your position, I would, it would have to make sense for me. It has to have some kind of benefit for you to pay off Forward Line as well as getting additional capital on top.
Yeah, and we like working with them. They've been really easy to work with. And for this type of product, I think their rates are really good. You know, I mean, considering it's not really conventional financing, but their rates at about 14 to 15%, just let's just say 15%, whereas yours would be over double that.
Yeah.
So,
how about this? Obviously, there's a real you
so
have
cut
a
me
need.
A deal.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously, you do have a need for the cash,
right? What kind
of
name is your name?
Oh, it's Chinese.
It's really cool.
Thank
yeah.
you. It means family in Chinese, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know what my name means. I think probably selfish pig. That's probably what my wife would say.
Well, that's how you make money, right? You're a business owner. You got to be a little selfish.
Say, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. How about this? Okay. So as long as I know you have, there's a real need and there's something that you can make, you can make money off of it. This is what we're going to do. I'll go to my boss and see if what kind of discount we can do for you. At the same time, if you could also send over, your contract with Forward Line. And if you can also request for a payoff letter and just to see what the most updated balance is with them. And they might, since you're paying it off early, they might have a discount too. So your balance would be much lower than the 100. So if you send those two things
it
over to
me. Renewed in August, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that we've paid a lot, but again, I'd have to work on that for you.
Yeah,
but
if you could get. Go ahead.
I do have, my son could forward you the, that there's like a receivable cover page that shows their whole, all their terms and amount sent out and the amount payback and the amount of holdback. It's got all that on. I just looked at that this morning.
Okay,
so
that'd be good.
That page he could send over to you.
Cool. Yeah, if you can send that over, and then when you get the chance, give a call to Forward Line and request for a payoff letter, so that way we know exactly, you know, if this all goes well and we, you know, we cut you a deal and it's something that's, you know, worthwhile for you, then we can just pay them off with that letter, too, at the same time, so it saves us time. And also, at the same time, it will give us the most updated balance.
Right. So what... And I'm sorry, I'm usually a little more intelligent than I sound right now. I've got a big trailer behind me, and I'm in pretty heavy traffic, so.
No worries, you don't have to sound intelligent or whatever like that. We're just talking, you know, person to person, you know.
Yeah, so that, the point that you make about, you know, if the money's feasible, we can buy product in Colorado, motorcycle product in Colorado when it's cold out, way cheaper than we can buy it when it's warm out. So we're heading into the cold time here. We can get a lot more margin in our profit. But to borrow the money at that rate, it just it doesn't make sense. There's no way to equate that. So, I mean, if you have time, maybe you could just tell me what the best you could do would be. That way I wouldn't be wasting your time.
Yeah. I would need, if you could just send me those two items, I can bring both of them along with your file up to my supervisor, and we'll work something out. We're going to make it worthwhile for you. You know, we'll cut you a deal.
And you charge a setup fee or initiation, or is there a fee to set it up as well on top of, or is that'll be included in your payoff amount, or is there an additional setup fee?
I can double check for you. Right now, let's see here. It doesn't say so right here, so I'm going to assume it's not there right now, but I can double check for you.
Okay.
Cool. Alrighty.
Okay, so I'll have Dalton email you that cover sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much we'll get accomplished today on getting a hold of Forwardline to get a payoff amount. But we might have access to that on a, we might be able to just pull that up. I'll have to figure that out.
Okay. Maybe Dalton will know how to do it since he has access to all those other Forwardline docs.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Alrighty, sounds good. Should I email Dalton to ask him, or would you be
giving him a call? Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's fine if you want to do that, and then I'll call him as well.
Okay, perfect. I'll email him right now.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, thank you. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.